This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center says that 27% of the Midwest region is in drought. While rains provided some relief for the Dakotas overnight, severe drought levels have expanded across the upper Midwest, now affecting portions of Michigan, Wisconsin, northern Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota. Drought impacts are beginning to intensify in the upper Midwest, including wildfire risk, water supply concerns for agriculture, municipalities, and landscaping, and crop stress due to the lack of soil moisture. Municipal water supply concerns are impacting western and central Iowa, where drought has been an issue since the summer of 2020. NOAA's short-term outlook for June 18th to 24th calls for a continuation of hot and dry conditions across the Midwest, which will continue to dry soils and make drought issues persist and potentially worsen across the upper Midwest. Summer outlooks, June through August, are leaning slightly toward the potential for above normal temperatures. With this potential, the extreme heat and current water deficits, it is likely that drought conditions will persist throughout the summer. Summarizing Thursday's action, corn started out on the defensive with some really poor weekly export sales for the holiday shortened week, down 64% from the last week and 39% from the prior four-week average. Yet sales year-to-date have such a huge lead on where they need to be, already 111% of USDA's May export forecast for the year. We were pleased to see the USDA recognize that and raise both its export estimate and corn ethanol usage estimates closer to reality, pulling ending stocks below the average trade estimate. Soybean export sales were poor too, again due partly to the holiday shortened week, down 12% from the last week and 75% below the four-week average, but sales have a big lead over what's needed to reach USDA's forecast. We're now fully into a weather market. That market will have to decide if it's more important to pay attention to overnight rains such as occurred in the Dakotas, or the forecast of additional heat and dryness across the central U.S. into later June. A higher pressure ridge will continue to dominate U.S. weather, which will produce ongoing hot and dry conditions for the northern plains and western two-thirds of the Corn Belt. We doubt that these rains were enough even to stabilize the overall crop condition ratings. The onset of heat initially boosted crop performance, but by the end of the week there were signs of stress. Those who did not get rain have no incentive to sell. Ironically, soils in the Mid-South are saturated, and any additional rain in that region will cause crop problems there. It appears to be feast or famine. Estimates of Brazil's safrinha corn crop have done nothing but decline since the May WASD report, and even then, USDA was already too high, coming in at 102 million metric tons when Brazilian estimates were in the mid to upper 90s. USDA adjusted their number more in line with CONAB, near 96 million metric ton. However, the lowest estimate we've heard is near 85 million metric ton, with most of the private traders convalescing around an 88 to 90 million ton estimate. USDA has the trade now conditioned to expect a USDA to lag the private sector. USDA has also been frustratingly low on its U.S. export estimates, often just barely above sales already on the books year to date. With this week's April census numbers confirming the FGIS year-to-date sales lagging on what's already been shipped, odds were that the USDA export estimates were finally going to start to catch up with reality, with bigger-than-expected increases, particularly in corn. A 75 million bushel increase failed to meet those expectations. Corn use for ethanol has been very strong since the May WASD report. Just this week, the EIA showed that April ethanol production was only 4% behind 2019's pre-COVID levels, and well ahead of USDA expectations. With forecasts for summer gasoline uses to continue substantially higher than last year, USDA's estimate for corn use for ethanol looks to be about 100 million bushel too low, even after they increased it by 75 million. Hopefully they'll reflect that with a good jump in their next estimate. They overestimate production and understate demand, always lagging. USDA's reduction in the soybean crush by 15 million bushels conflicts with the Biden administration's policy for biodiesel production, which will continue to raise soybean oil use. I still expect crushers to run out of beans this summer. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.